You're listening to the most powerful radio show in the universe.
Since it's live, sometimes you get moments like these.
Don't be butthurt.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Really?
Would you stop?
I'm done. No, you're not.
Yes, yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Stop.
No,
you're throwing crap at me.
You guys gang up on me all the time.
We make fun of each other all the time.
Throwing crap at me.
You're waking up in the morning with the Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
We wanted to talk to you about something, and you have an ex-fiance named Nikki. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We got an email from Nikki and actually spoke to her on the phone, and she was kind of giving us a little bit of a narrative about what happened in you guys' relationship. She kind of told us that you guys were together for like 5 years. You're engaged for a little while. And then you ended up breaking up, or I should say she ended up breaking up with you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't quite get it. It was sort of like a 180.
Well,
these women.
Yeah, she said that you guys, you know.
Nobody does, buddy.
She said once you guys got married, once you got engaged, you started fighting a lot. She said she was kind of like nitpicking you about stuff and kind of felt like your mom. Is that kind of an accurate summary of what happened?
Well, yeah. I mean, she shouldn't feel like my mom. It's not really good to be in a relationship with it. The woman feels like a mom, but come on, the things she was nitpicking on, it's just.
Girls are stupid.
So I guess the million-dollar question, Brig, is, what's the over-under on you maybe getting back together with her?
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to be hard. I don't know if I can put up with the kind of the flip-flopping. I've been traveling for quite a bit now. So I've been traveling around, and now we're going to actually go to Sochi to see the Olympics.
Oh, no nice. Way.
Cool, man.
Good for you guys.
Nice. Bring toilet paper and toothpaste. I hear there's a shortage.
Well, and the problem with the toilet paper is you can't flush it down the toilet. You have to throw it in a bin next to the toilet.
What is that all about?
I have no idea.
And did you say that you were going with somebody? Because you said we.
I just met this girl, Danica. She's pretty, she's just cool. She just wants to travel around and experience things. I mean, we never, Nikki and I, she would have never gone to Russia. She would have been like so judgmental of Russia, I did a lot of research on it. This place looks awesome.
Would you be willing to talk to Nikki on the phone with us?
Yeah, of course. I'll be a good man and I'll talk to her.
Okay.
Nikki.
I cannot believe him.
What do you mean you can't believe
him? Why can't
he
go to the Olympics?
Because we were like, before I broke up with him, we were like planning a trip. We were going to go somewhere, and he just like...
Why don't you ask him? Because he's on the phone with us.
Oh, is he on the phone right now?
Yes, he can hear you.
Say hello to Brig.
Brig?
Hey, Nikki. How are you?
Where are you? Like...
Oh,
he's going to the Olympics.
He's in the Ukraine right now.
Yeah. I'm in the Ukraine, and then I'm gonna shoot down to Sochi.
You're in
the
Ukraine.
Yeah. Well,
why would you tell? Like, where have you been? Why haven't you like tried to call me? Like, I miss you so much. Why wouldn't you tell me you were leaving the country?
Well, I how would I know that you miss me so much? When we broke up, it seems like you were done. Like, you just ripped the. You ripped the Band-Aid right off just quick, and then it was just, I just figured you didn't want to see me anymore.
I know, but, like, people always seem like they're done when they break up, but, I mean, we've been together for, like, 5 years, Brick. Come on, like, you couldn't even give me, like, a little bit of respect of, like, trying to see, like, how I was, or, like, you couldn't even, like, have the decency to tell me that you were going to, like, just go off and leave the country after all that time.
Well, if I
still care about you. Like, yeah, I broke up with you, but I still care about you.
This is the dumbest
person.
Conversation I've ever heard.
Well, if I told you, you would have tried to, like, stop me from going or whatever and stop me from, like, just, actually experiencing life.
What? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The world-famous Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
So, Robert, we got an email from your girlfriend, Kate. And she wanted to talk to us about something. That's why we called you this morning to see if you would talk with us on the air. And we've already spoken to her about her situation. And don't worry, she's not cheating on you or anything like that. This isn't Cheater's Hotel.
Okay.
But she wants to talk to you about something that's very important to her. You cool with that?
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, Kate?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. I just wanted to say that we've been together for 5 years now, and it's amazing, and I love you so much. And I know that money can be hard for you sometimes, so I went out and I bought us engagement rings, and I would really love for us to get married. So will you marry me?
Oh, no, 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 no!
We just talked about this!
No!
We just talked about it!
Like, Kate, you can't do that!
Hold on, hey, hold on! Robert, what do you think of that?
I don't really know if that's the best idea. I mean, she bought me a ring?
She did, yeah.
She bought you an engagement ring.
She got two rings.
Actually, we like to call them man-gagement rings, so she got herself one, and then she got you a matching one.
I guess technically it could be your wedding band, but nonetheless, yeah.
So you don't want to marry me?
I mean...
Not at this point.
Been together 5 years.
Yeah, you've been together for a while.
It just seems a little emasculating, you know? I mean, I figured...
I agree.
I'd be the one to decide, you know? I mean, you know, kind of with kids all day at school when I'm at work, and then, you know, don't really know if I'm ready to jump into something like that.
I'm feeling a little sad for Kate right now because she was super excited and she was all sweet and full of love when she proposed. And now he's like totally shooting her down.
It just sounded so wrong, you saying those words, Kate.
Yeah. Like,
you shouldn't have said those. Those aren't your words to say.
I will say, though, I'm kind of with Buck. I do feel bad for you, Kate. I get that you had the best intentions.
Yeah, and she was all sweet and excited.
I get that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Your delivery was great.
It was.
Just
kind of stole my thunder, though, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, well, do you at least love me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Robert.
Robert.
You paused,
and
then he said,
a little while.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
What was that?
It was genuine. It was a genuine response.
The world-famous Buck and Dex Show with Baxter.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Sean, we're the dating masters.
No, we are. We're the date masters.
We're the date masters.
And we're going to help you master this date.
It didn't sound as cool when he corrected you.
We're going to help you master date.
We're going to master something today.
Huh? Did you get that? Did you guys get that?
I wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening
either.
I was just thinking about you correcting me.
Master date?
Pissed me off.
It didn't sound cool when you corrected him. Like, he's made him sound like a...
Master date?
I don't understand what you're saying.
All right. Sounds
like you're speaking Russian.
Dang it.
Sean, hold on.
We're going to get Piper on the phone. Her name is Piper.
Good song.
Very appropriate song, too.
You're just tuning in. It's the Date Masters at work. Turn your radios up. Let's do this.
This is Piper.
Hi, Piper. It's Buck, Dex, and Baxter. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're calling you this morning because we got an email from a gentleman by the name of Sean. Sound familiar?
I've been dating him kind of lately.
Yeah, he said you guys have gone out on 4 dates and he enjoys your company.
Yeah, he's great. I really like him.
Yeah, so the reason why we're calling is because Sean actually sent us an email and he has something that he'd like us to talk to you about and see if we can try to help him shed some light on.
Okay.
He says you guys have a lot of things in common. Movies, music, food. You're both kind of...
Yeah.
He appreciates the fact that you're kind of a techie for a girl.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Love, love, love.
That's what he said. And he said every time you guys go out, you're wearing Google Glasses.
Yeah, of course. I love those things. On, I just dude. Got them. I'm addicted to them totally.
Apparently.
Have you ever tried the Google Glasses before?
I never have.
I have.
They're great.
Yes.
It's awesome. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, if I was in this room with these two guys and we were trying to do the morning show and I had those on my face,
we wouldn't be able to do a morning show.
I wouldn't be paying attention. Yeah, all I'm saying is I think you could take them off for a couple of hours while you guys spend time together every once in a while.
Right. Well, I wasn't trying to be rude, but, like, I mean, come on. He knows I'm into tech. Like, I wish he would have said something to me. I mean, I thought he liked it. Seems like we were having a good time.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because he is with us right now, and he can say what he needs to say to you.
What?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Sean.
Hey, Viper. I guess, like I said, like they were saying, I didn't really realize the extent that you're using these things, and I feel like I'm, you know, being kind of ignored, you know. Like, I guess, like, I'm all, like, I love tech and everything, too, but I feel like when it's you and I, like, it should be...
Oh, come on. It's not 1982. Like, we're living in the technology.
Because then you'd have a Discman on or a Walkman.
If she doesn't get rid of the Google Glasses...
Do you want her to get rid of them?
Well, I don't want her to get rid of them, but I just want to be like, if for the 2 hours that we're on a date, that, like, maybe it's just, you know, the 2 hours that we're on a date. It's not, you know, her, me, and the world.
I really like him a lot, and I don't want to screw this up, you know, because, I don't know, I really like him, but, you know, I guess that it wouldn't be that big of a deal for me just to leave him home for a couple hours.
Not a big deal at all, is it?
Cool.
No, but that means he can't be on his phone either, because let's talk about how sometimes he checks his phone, he'll put it away, but it's the same thing, isn't it?
You hear that, Sean?
It is.
That's a deal, man. That's a deal. I will leave it in the car or at home. Or wherever.
Okay. Yeah, compromise. Look, you guys are sort of doing it already.
See there? The date masters. Or master daters.
Master daters of dating mass.
See there? Sorry. This is gonna, I can see this relationship going on.
Well, I like him and I think he likes me, so that would be good, I guess.
Well, he likes you enough to email us. Try to help him out.
I'm glad you guys let us help you out with this. You've been dated.
Previously on the world famous Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
Come on. God
damn it.
Oh no!
Blame you, Buck. This is all your fault.
Oh, what?
This is all your stinking faults.
Stinking stupid.
Now John's addicted. My kids are addicted.
I don't get it.
You just gotta flap the birds through the pipes, bro.
I believe you're being paid to show us a good time. When does it start?
The world famous Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
And I just ran out of gas.
Seriously? You did?
Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry.
Not once, not twice, but three times we had a conversation about the Beamer needing gas before you left. I didn't ask you to fill it, but I just said, hey, if you want to make it to Bible study and back, and give me, like, some sort of, like, ability to take our kids to school in the morning, you might want to get some gas. $5, that's all I ask. I mean, really, that's, seriously?
Leslie, let me ask you a question. When he puts gas in the car, does he only put $5, or does he fill it up?
He puts just whatever. He rarely fills it up. I'm usually the one that gets in the car, and it's usually on empty, and I have to get the gas myself.
Does he make you change the oil in the car, too?
Yes, I do the oil changes. I do the washes. I do the maintenance most of the time. He's gotten an oil change with the Rover maybe twice since we've owned it.
I failed.
You better go pick your wife up.
Yeah, you might want to get off the air and go pick your wife up.
I'm sorry, Leslie.
That would be great.
Where are you at, Leslie?
Somebody.
Where are you?
I'm right by the kids' school, or Caleb's school.
Do you want all of us to come?
You know, I might feel more comfortable with that. Because
yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't have an
excuse.
You
know, letting fuel-injected cars run out of gas is really bad
Really bad, especially those high-performance ones like that Schmermerin and W you own.
I'm sorry. I'll be right there.
Do you have a gas can, Dexter?
I have to stop at the house to get the gas can.
You might want to hurry.
All right. You should go.
Guys, I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, love
not
you.
Not you, Dex, but you guys.
Ah, damn it.
All right, well, bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
All right. I'll see you guys in a little while.
Hey, bro.
Let the show begin.
Yo, do it.
What? It's the Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.
These are the role models we have for all these old little f***ing heads. It's over. And I'm the f***ing band. We're the Titanic. We are sinking.
It's the Buck and Deck Show with Baxter.